This is Bothered and Bewildered, a monologue written by Isabella Martinez and read by Allie Nadeau. Oh, Miss Darling, what have you got me doing? I'm in such a tizzy. He doesn't like me when I'm like this. Flustered. He calls me silly, hysterical. That's not to say the things he'd call me if he knew what I was doing right now. That's not right, though. He's not right. I don't have to listen to him. Oh, Joan, you've really done something to me. I think I know what they mean in those songs, by Mr. Sinatra and the like, when they say they've been bewitched. Maybe that's what you've done. Even if that's true, I think I'd still feel this way for you, if you really were a witch. I wouldn't mind one bit. I remember when I first saw you. When you moved in, I gabbed all about it with the old bird down the way. And later, you showed up at my house to introduce yourself, and you... I never thought a woman could be handsome. I mean, I never knew that was allowed. But it is. You are. And you're so comfortable with it. And you showed up at my door, and you had that smile, and, well, I felt the way I ought to have felt when I met him. It must be odd that there was never any racing hearts or giddy giggling. I always made excuses that he's not much of a romantic. He proposed to me by handing me the box and saying that he could return it if I didn't like it, for Pete's sake. But you, that day, you just looked into my eyes, kissed the back of my hand, and asked my name. And well, that just made me feel like swooning, Miss Darling. I thought I must make a pitiful sight to a nice woman like you. Just a lonely housewife, but you kept visiting me. And I said that to you, laughing, but you didn't. You looked at me so serious, I didn't even see a hint of that handsome smile. And you said, Susie, I love you.